Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. I'm Al Whitney, and tonight we're talking about electronic or digital signatures and how they are connected to contracts or agreements by just clicking on a box. And I think I read enough of the 15 U.S. Code, enough of UCC, to demonstrate that that's what they've done. And I think most of us were kind of suspicious. Well, I agree to these terms that you're agreeing to something, you know. But it's like when you get a house, you buy a house and you go sign the mortgage papers. They're lengthy, they're cumbersome, they're complex. Your attorney doesn't explain the whole thing. He comes there and says, this is a standard agreement. If you want the house, sign it. And we're signing things that are not in our best interest. We don't have attorneys explaining them to us. And this is the same thing with all this electronic stuff. It's no different. So let's just say, how could you protect yourself? The way I am taking this on, and I have already posted my notice of condition precedent in hopes of protecting myself. And let me give you the definition what a condition precedent is. Black's Law, 4th edition, condition precedent. It is a condition referring to a future event upon the happening of which the obligation becomes no longer binding upon the other party if he chooses to avail himself of the condition, unquote. So when I posted my notice of condition precedent, I declared my status as a living woman. And that's my legal status and my political status. I declared I am not a citizen of the United States Federal Corporation. That's on the record. I have that in my drawer. If people are going to try to enforce things on me that I didn't know about, I am prepared to use that. Because all their statutes that I've said over and over and over again are written for persons, legal fiction persons. I have made it on the record that that's not who and what I am. I am a living woman. So we did make an adapt. We adapted the notice of condition precedent from the original one that we've had up there for a year. And we made a slight change. It doesn't affect the previous one. If you've already processed yours, it's still fine. It's still okay. This one increased the words to 274 words on the notice, and we added two things, and I'm going to read to you what we added. Be it known by all that I, John Doe, as a living flesh and blood man, that on this such and such date do hereby give notice to all the world that I'm not a citizen of the United States Federal Corporation, and we put in brackets there, C-28 U.S. Code Section 3002. We added that for clarity. Then the next paragraph, it says, notice is given to anyone in the world who may have a contract or agreement under the above name, living at the below address, that this notice serves as an addendum to all contracts or presumed contracts, ab initio, meaning from their beginning, in which the signatory name, and this is what we added, or digital signature may appear. Notice the following be included as part and above the signatory name without prejudice. We could not think of a better way, or really we could not think of any other way to protect ourselves from this digital signature nightmare that is going along with most people completely oblivious to it, other than to permanently establish your condition precedent, adding without prejudice. That would be in your record. It will have been legally posted for 30 days. You will get verification of that fact through the mail. Authentication that it was done comes automatically from the program, the software program called WordPress, which automatically puts the date into the document. So what we've tried to do is use their parameters to create a device to protect our living flesh and blood selves from some of these onerous or outrageous terms and conditions that their courts presume that we knew about and agreed to. And that's the significance of a digital signature. You cannot add without prejudice. It's best not to do it. It's best to get everything on paper, if at all possible. But you know what, folks? They're making it increasingly more difficult to do that, just as my husband found out. So that's the pickle that we're in when it comes to digital signatures. I'm going to take calls. We have a call-in number, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. Let me know what you guys think of the problem that we've got with digital signatures. Okay, we have a caller from Texas. Roxanne, are you there?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi. Yes.
Hi. Okay, last weekend we agreed to disagree, so let's keep it going because I got some stuff for you. But have you heard of S-E-R-O circle?
I have, but I don't remember what context.
Well, they owned the U.S. Telegraph, the Patent Office, and they went on down to own Hollywood. That was in 1802. That's before the War of 1812, well before the Civil War in 1933. Okay, we came to know it as RCA, which in 1929, which was the Radio Corporation of America, which is a British company, and they had the sole patent. See, we have to look at patents for this stuff. They had the sole patent on communications, so all of our communications are coming out of England. Okay. And so the SES, if you've heard of that, right, that came about in 1984 with Catherine Mercy and Eric Holder. Okay, so now you mentioned the lawyers that have created these bureaucracies or these corporations or whatever, but we know Shakespeare said back in the 1500s, the lawyers, let's kill all the lawyers, right? Okay, so it's all out of England.
Well, now, how does this relate, Roxanne, I'm sorry, but how does this relate to digital signatures?
Well, if I can finish, it will.
Oh, okay, all right.
All right, now, Trump, and most don't get, he got screwed over and over by these lawyers, these signatures, these digital, whatever you want to call it. It was telegraph originally, and they still own the same stuff, and whether it's digital or telegraph, it's the same story. It relates entirely to it. Mr. Herzog bought on Field McConnell, and Field McConnell's sister started the SES in 1984 with Eric Holder. But if you can get on David Hawkins out of Able Danger, I think it would open your eyes, in RBN's eyes, to name these people. Find out. No, what you talk about is bureaucracy. Bureaucracy is not in the Constitution. If you wipe out these bureaucracies, these lawyers, or whatever you want to call them, it's all gone. It's going to be gone. That's how it relates.
Well,
and you know, social media.
I mean, yeah, you use the term bureaucracy, but they're instruments and agencies of the federal corporation. You can't wipe them out. Okay.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You need to talk to David Hawkins.
You can't.
You know, social media.
The only one who can bring down the permanent state of national emergency of which these agencies were implemented to administer. The only one who can bring that down is the president by removing or discontinuing the state of emergency. They are there by his authority and his authority alone. So to bring them down, you have to restore the regular form of government, which would give the power for lawmaking, rulemaking, etc., back to Congress, where it is not at the moment. And if you read Senate Report 93549, you will see very clearly, or listen to Jonathan Edmonds, who described it also beautifully, saying that Congress is not making the laws and rules. It's coming from the executive branch, and his authority is coming from the state of emergency. We talk about that all the time, Roxanne.
Yeah, but the state of emergency, when was it drawn up originally?
Well, some people say that
it started... 1933.
Some people say it started with the Civil War, but...
No, it's 1802. If you own the patent office, you own the country. 1802. Get David Hawkins on. These guys are on fire right now, all over the web. Get him on, and he'll help.
I've heard David Hawkins, and I don't agree with him at all. I really don't. He's not looking at the money monsters in the way that he should be. It's the people who are controlling money that are doing this. The bar was established by the London Bar Guild, which belonged to the Rothschild. That's what it was established by the Rothschild money machine. And it was established, if you had a chance to read Melvin Stamper's book, the bar in the United States, the American Bar Association, was established to make contract law superior to any other form of law, which they've succeeded in doing.
Yeah, but that's a bureaucracy, and it's not in supposedly our Constitution. So it doesn't matter what the bar does out of England. It's not here, unless you want it here.
It is here. All our courts are created by this. I mean, if you read the Uniform Commercial Code, you will see that's what they're doing in our courtrooms. All our courtrooms are implementing Uniform Commercial Code, which is created by the bar, and the judges are interpreting the Uniform Commercial Code, and all the judges are bar attorneys. The bar in and of itself is a private society. They aren't licensed with the state. They have their own bar membership cards. And bar attorney Karen Hootis admitted that openly in an interview. Many bar attorneys will openly tell you, I get a card from the state Supreme Court, which is not under the jurisdiction of the governor or the state.
No, Lexus. My husband works for Lexus Corporation, which is another corporation which pretends it's Lexus. All the money they earn all year goes to England.
Well, I don't know why that is.
That's the way it is.
Is that where their corporate charter is?
It all goes back to England. England is S-E-R-C-O.
If you talk about the crown, that is, yes. I mean... And they've written about the crown. It's nothing to do with the queen. It's nothing to do with England. Nothing to do with either one. The Crown Corporation. No, the Crown Corporation is entirely a separate entity. And we have talked a little bit about that. A whole bunch of other people have exposed what the Crown Corporation is. And it is the heart of the financials, the heart of the finances across the planet.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Nothing to do with the British people. It has everything to do with the bar. The Crown Temple bar. And that's the money monsters. That is the money monsters. The same people that are associated with the IMF, the Federal Reserve, the Bank of International Settlements. That is who they are. It's the central bankers.
And that's what most people cannot understand. Whatever happened in Syria, I was in the Gulf War, and I can tell you, I know what Trump did today was good.
Okay, Roxanne, we got other callers, and we were talking about digital signatures, so I don't know that it's a good time to move into Syria. I want to thank you for calling in. I appreciate it, as usual. But let's move on and talk to another caller rather than get into Syria. I'd really like to keep this on topic tonight if I could. Okay, thanks. We have Mike from Kentucky. Mike, are you there?
Hey, years ago I'd heard that you could do that, you know, sign stuff in brackets and put, you know, without prejudice, UCC 1207. But since you were on here with this, I started looking it up, and it looks like there's people are saying to use UCC 1-308.
Yeah, they changed it.
Who changed it? The people that govern Uniform Commercial Code?
Yes, that's right. Mm. People who write the code changed it. And well, a lot of us think they changed it because too many people were using it.
So, yeah, exactly. They got it. That's why they're doing the digital signatures, to try to make sure you can't reserve any rights. But I had some parents approach me that their children were in school and the teachers were wanting them to sign up for an app and put it on their phone or their home computer. And this thing, the privacy agreement was so, or the usage end user agreement was so complicated, they had a 4-page non-binding explanation of the user agreement. Well, that's got to tell you something right there. The dang contract is so complicated. How is there a meeting of the minds, which means there's not a contract? When you don't have a meeting of the minds, then you don't have a contract because, you know, it becomes unconscionable. Beyond the ability to comprehend.
Okay, and I've talked about that. And if you go to, you know how they got around that, and they did get around it. Okay, they got around it. And if you go to the anticorruptionsociety.com, and you click on notice of condition precedent, I give an example of how they got around it. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. My screen did something funny. I wasn't sure that it was still working.
Oh, my phones are doing something funny. This, you know, you just get used to the technocratic weirdness.
Yeah. Okay. What they've done is they have made it a term of the contract, non-disclosure. And I proved that when I got a notice from my bank saying, notice of change in contract terms. Okay? Right there. That's what it was. In the first paragraph, this is what we're telling you. We're changing the contract. And
pray I don't alter it further, like Darth Vader. Pray I don't alter it further. You know, it's just like Darth Vader.
Yes. And what they did, and I'm looking at my website, and I'm hoping I can quickly... okay. This is what they did. This is a good example, and I have it on that page. People can read it themselves. I took it word for word from the document I got from my bank. This document, along with any other documents we give you pertaining to your account, is a contract that establishes rules which control your account with us. If you sign the contract, the signature card, or open or continue to use this account, you agree to these rules. This agreement... Okay, wait till you hear what the agreement says. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Your firstborn's cheat DNA or something.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, welcome back. We've been talking with Mike in Kentucky. Mike, okay, I was going to read you what it says on this little notice that I got from
my solution. I have a solution for people like your husband, by the way, but go ahead.
Okay. This agreement is subject to applicable federal laws and the laws of the state of Ohio and other applicable rules such as the operating letters of the Federal Reserve Banks, right? Oh, my gosh. And payment processing system rules. The body of state and federal law that governs our relationship with you, however, is too large and complex to be reproduced here. Now, in other words, if you want to keep your account, you have to agree that we have undisclosed terms, and so be it. That's it. I mean,
It's absolutely absurd.
That's how they're doing it. If you've ever got a mortgage, did you ever get a mortgage, Mike?
I've never gotten a mortgage, no.
Oh, my gosh, you ought to get a mortgage just for the experience. There's no mutuality in that mortgage. It's a take it or leave it.
For 25, 30 years, I've been hearing the words, my people come out of her in my head with all this stuff as it's going on. Now, you know, you got to watch that you don't step in the word sovereign, because a lot of the badge men and officials, public officials and stuff, are being taught, you know, to watch out for these sovereign citizens, because there's been a few of them, of people that go by that have went violent, you know, and shot police officers. So now they're, you know, they're, anybody that does this kind of legal, what do they call it, lawfare, they're going to try to label you as a sovereign citizen, and then
I
agree.
In fact, I posted when the FBI, and again, the FBI is as corrupt as can be, sent out a warning. Gosh, I might have been back in 2010. I can probably find it on my website. To law enforcement to beware of sovereign citizens or people with unusual license plates. I don't use the word sovereign citizen. I never use the word sovereign citizen. I'm trying to say I'm not a citizen of the Federal United States Corporation. That has nothing to do with sovereignty. I choose not to be a citizen of a corporation, right? Yeah, I'm not saying what I am. I'm just saying what I'm not. I think that's the safest position to make. You don't have to tell them. You don't owe them anything. They work for the corporation. All you have to do is tell them.
They're supposed to owe you something. They're supposed to owe you, in order to do anything, you have to act intelligently to enter a plea or to enter a contract. You can't actually do that unless you're doing it intelligently and fully informed. So, you know, there used to be a provision that you had the right to a bill of particulars so that you would know what it is that you're being called to answer to. And, I mean, in that bill of particulars, you can even ask for the legislative record to see if this is actually a law that they're actually trying to get you to comply with, or was it just a mere resolution? And resolutions, as you may know, at the federal level, only can order employees around. They're not law.
And I don't know if you've gotten a hold of Lawfully Yours, which is on our website. We have a letter in there that has been quite effective to local government when they inform us they've got a new rule. Like in Central Ohio now, they want everyone with an alarm on their house, an alarm system, to register it with the city. Now, my answer to that would be, please, you know, because they passed a new little rule, right? We passed a new rule, and we're going to let you know now you have to abide by it. We've had a lot of luck with letters being sent back to them saying, what obligates me to your rule? What did I sign? What contract do you have with my signature on it that obligates me to abide by your rules? And we've had, you have to be patient because then they'll send you another one and they'll give you the date of the code and the effective date and you say thanks. But I still need a copy of the contract I signed that obligates me to your rules. And then the third letter some people get is from the lawyer saying there's a penalty for every day you refuse to do this of X amount of dollars. And you can write back and say, I never said I wouldn't do it. I just asked what obligates me to the rule. And that's when the whole thing goes quiet.
They don't have one.
They don't have anything. They're wanting you. It's bluff. They want you to volunteer to sign up to pay them and license with them.
There's been several, I guess, I don't know, warnings over the years that people thought was quaint or whatever. The original movie Rollerball talks about this, where corporations take over everything.
Yep.
Have you seen that?
Oh, gosh, yes, that's good. Okay, hang in there. We're going to break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, we're back for the final segment, and we're talking to Mike. Mike, I wanted to read you this because this was in our conversation earlier.
Real quick, though, before I forget, you can use, like you said, you printed out something and you made it into a document. Well, then you can get a notary and put a signature paragraph on there and put your qualifications, signing under condition of receiving services with reservation of rights, UCC 1-308, and
well,
put
I
your
did.
Signature in brackets, and then you use a thing called a fax fax to email. You scan the documents into a and you can go to like these printer places, I can't think of the name of any of them right now, probably Kinko's or any of those. They have a fax machine that you feed this in there. You type in the emails that you want to send. You can send multiple copies off to your senator and the bank, and you can send it all.
Have you looked at the notice of condition preceding page and see what that notice looks like? If you take a look at it, I think you'll see that that suffices for what we're talking about.
But then what I'm saying is, you can convert anything to an email. You can convert. If they insist on an e-signature. You can make a document out of it and then email it to them with a notary seal and everything on it.
You said your
husband, they won't accept.
I'm going to get him to push for the written one because, as I read, he's got a right to do that. So the minions who answer the phone don't really understand all the details. They're just told to do this and do that.
Ask for an email. Just say, hey, what's your all's email or what's your lawyer's email? And then convert everything into a document, get it notarized, scan it as an email, and then you could offer also to mail it, registered mail if they want to do it that way. But they've
let me read this real quick because this kind of answers what people are still pondering. Okay, and this comes from Melvin Stamper's book on page 58. The scheme also provided for the control of the courts via the 1913 creation of the American Bar Association, whose parent organization was the European International Bar Association, which was the creation of Rothschild. This allowed the international bankers to control the practice of law, in that the only ones permitted to practice before the courts were those who were educated under their brand of law, which was only admiralty and contract law. Common law of the people was to be replaced as it gave the natural man many jurisdictional protections from the banker's legislation. Unquote. Rothschild started the International Bar Association and the London Bar Guild Rothschild, the money monster. I think people remember historically he took over the Bank of England. He had his sons who created internationalism, and he wanted the contract law from country to country, from person to person. You know, that was his form of law, admiralty and contract law. And so
it's all about unification, harmonization, I think, is one term I've heard. They've been trying to harmonize the laws since the late 40s. Jack McClam had a collection of police manuals where they talked about converting everything over to a licensed privilege starting in the late 1940s, post-World War II. And, of course, that's when you had the Administrative Procedures Act, and they've tried to replace everything under the executive branch bureaucracies.
Absolutely, and that was done, and that the Congress gave them permission with the permanent state of national emergency. We talked about that, and that's
thirty of those.
Yeah,
this 30 was national emergencies running concurrently.
Yes, there's 30 what?
There's 30 different national emergencies running concurrently, and they just keep renewing them as they expire. You know, they'll just change the. That's in the New York Times from a couple, 3 years ago, in the last year of Obama's administration, where they talked about 30 different national emergencies.
Well, and
Trump
every
year or every few months they renew another one. It gets published in the Federal Registry, and if the people don't say anything, they consent by their silence. That's how they're doing all this. It's just published.
Well, the people aren't. They do this without the people's permission, because we had a show. We talked about that. If you're a U.S. federal corporation citizen, you're an enemy of the state, so they don't really care what you have to say. But yes, you're right. We are under a permanent. In fact, we talked about how Aaron Russo was told by Nicholas Rockefeller that they were going to have a permanent war on terror, and it was the perfect reason, because you couldn't identify the enemy and there could never be a winner.
Plus, he noticed, and if you know Orwell's Animal Farm, some animals are more equal than others. They told him specifically, get you this ID card, we'll give you the little symbol or whatever on there, so that the officers just, he's one of the privileged class, just wave him on through. They have that now in the data field on the Real ID Act. It's a data field that can be marked VIP. If you're a member of the club, you've got a VIP star in the data field on your New Jersey driver's license or whatever. So some animals are more equal than others. And, of course, they changed this all to resident subject human resources. And as you said, consumers. I've used those terms for years. It's very Orwellian. They just keep changing the terms to suit them, and then you're no longer a citizen. You're no longer a human being.
That's correct. Okay, Mike, I have other calls. This is great talking to you. Yeah, great that you called. Thanks. Okay, Ken in New York. Ken, are you there?
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Al. I have a question about the UCC. Is there any penalty of violation or performance? And I have a reason for asking.
For what? It depends on what they want you to perform.
All right. I went to open up an account at a credit union recently as opposed to a bank. I'm trying to change some things over. And they put the electronic pad in front of me, and I said I was going to sign it without prejudice. And the woman stopped me, and she says, the only way you can sign the pad is the way it's on your license. And I didn't even realize when I pulled my license out, I looked down in the lower left-hand corner, there's a little picture of my signature.
Yes.
And she said, we won't open the account up unless you sign it that way.
Okay, that's good. Thank you for sharing that with me. I mean, I appreciate that, because that's really important what you just said, Ken. I don't know if
this is in New York.
Well, it's going on anywhere. It's going to happen anywhere where the state has complied with the Real ID Act, and ultimately, they're all going to be pushed into it. I mean, there's no question, and they've already said any state that isn't compliant with the Real ID Act, the Federal Real ID Act. They'll start prohibiting people with the driver's license that don't comply from flying on airplanes, because, again, who controls the airways? The federal corporation, right? So they could say to Texas, if you don't pass the Real ID Act, we're not going to let anybody with a Texas ID on our airplanes. And that's how they're doing it. And that I had a show when I exposed that. But I'm glad you said that, because when I tried to do it on my driver's license edit without prejudice, I found out that in Ohio, they prohibit it. Ohio does not allow it. Now, they can't do that. And what I did to get the driver's license, because I couldn't get into my bank account, I amended that agreement, and I notified the registrar for the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. I sent him registered mail my addendum. I addended my signature to add it, and that may be what we're going to have to do.
Okay. I'm going to pose this question on AVO. I don't know if you ever heard of them, AVVO. You can actually get answers from attorneys on it. It's it's a national website. I've used it in the past. And I'm trying to figure out, you have a body of code here. Are there any penalties?
Well, the
violating them.
When you look in the statutes that they write, you know, they have the penalties in the statutes. They don't list the monetary penalties in the general provisions, but when you look at the statutes in Ohio, for instance, on driving, and what are the penalties if you don't have a driver's license? What are the penalties if you have a DUI? Mm. They actually list penalties there, and you can see what they wish to charge you. This is how much they want to charge you if you violate.
Right, but have you ever seen, I've looked over the UCC in New York State, and unless I miss something, I don't see anything about penalties for violating it.
Well, you don't violate the UCC in a blanket way, because it's everywhere, okay. It's pervasive. But if you, for instance, the UCC, the rules in your state are UCC compliant when it comes to the driver's license and driving without a license. And when you violate those statutes, which are UCC in origin, they do have a penalty. So you have to take specific instance. You know, what is specifically that they want me to compel me to perform? And then you go back and you look at your state statutes, and that's where you'll find the penalty.
And this begs one more question about the license. That signature that's down in the corner, I mean, I can sign my signature five times in the space of 5 minutes and it'll look different every time. I don't know where they got that signature from, how long ago it is. And is that a form of forgery?
Well, that may be hard to prove, but, you know, it's an interesting thought. Mm. I mean, I did sign the signature pad, because if I hadn't, they would not have given me my replacement license. I lost my license. So that's your Real ID Act, folks. Welcome to the Real ID Act.
I'm going to try to ask my senator about that and ask them, because usually they're pretty helpful that way. I'm just going to ask. I think it's one of the first things I should ask him is if the DMV in New York is a private corporation or it's actually a state-run organization based on your previous experience.
Yes. Well, in our state, the state's a corporation, maintained the register position. His paycheck comes from the state corporation. However, they've contracted out with the different license bureaus, and they are privately run, and they have a contract with the state to do the functioning of licensing drivers, license plates, etc., titles, all that. And so it's a private group. However, they're authorization comes from state statutes. So, okay, Ken, I have another call.
Thank you.
We have limited time. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate that. Okay, Sovereign Man, how are you tonight?
Well, hallelujah. I'm glad I got on. First of all, I want to plug the In Defense of Humanity chat room. It is indefenseofhumanity.chattango.com. And, I just wanted to make a statement that the UCC was revised in 2005, hence the 1-207 became 1-308. And I just recently ran across the article at Family Guardian or FamGuard website, FamGuard.org, in reference to have to do with how to go about endorsing your checks. If you're actually receiving checks, I mean, they want us to go to total digital, and they want you to create an entity, which I call a digizen, which is essentially a digital citizen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we're going.
So that's what they're pushing it. I know.
Yeah. I refuse. The five most powerful words are no, I do not consent. And that's the thing. We gotta hold their feet to the fire to show us where we consented to any of this.
Well, the problem that we're going to have, and that's why I brought this up, is that they are tricking us and deceiving us into consenting without even knowing that's what we're doing. And without your notice of condition precedent, you cannot add to a click on a website without prejudice. There's no way to do it.
Right.
That's why I brought this up. I'm telling people, if you don't have that notice, you don't have any way. You don't have any way to add that to your digital signature. We cannot think of any way you can do this unless you have a notice of condition precedent that has been published.
How can you be liable without being able to amend the contract? Contracts are bilateral.
Okay, now you're bringing...
If it's not bilateral, then it's not a contract.
Okay.
It's based upon fraud. Oh, I have a question from the chat.
Well, wait a minute.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
In theory, and if you go back and you read the Uniform Commercial Code, you will see what you're saying in the general provisions right in the beginning. In theory, a contract, an enforceable contract, requires mutuality. Right. We all know this, right? Right. Mutuality. Both have to know the terms. You both have to agree that this is what we're agreeing in this contract. We agree to do A, you agree to do B. Now, what they've done is they've created adhesion contracts, and that's called a take it or leave it contract. And that's what they're trying to tell us your driver's license is. They're trying to say, and I looked at the verbiage that they use in the Bureau of Motor Vehicles Driver's Manual. They're trying to say that when you sign that pad, and they've got it right in their documents, that you accept and understand the information surrounding the driver's license. Now, that they create fraud because you don't understand. You don't understand half of what they've got in their statutory rules about driving a car, nor do you understand all of the implications of the Real ID Act. They have created a fraudulent document, a fraudulent agreement that they are enforcing. And if you don't complain, then you are agreeing to their terms and conditions, and they will portray that as mutuality. That's how they're playing the game.
Yeah. Now, as far as being able to use a restricted signature, I think I explained what my experience on a prior show about, you know, writing it in into the pad. And when you wrote, did you write it in and they said, oh, you can't do that?
Correct.
Yeah.
He told me, he said, that is not allowed. And I said, well, yeah, it is. It's in UCC and Ohio's adopted the UCC. He said, that's not allowed and you're not going to get your license today. And here's the phone number. You can call and ask these people about it.
Yeah, so when I... Time.
No, wait.
get
Wait.
Their name.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did. And I called and I asked for a copy of the driver's manual using the public records request.
Right.
And they sent it to me. And that was their internal document for these agents that sit behind those little desks. And they sent it to me and I got the copy. I went and looked it up and lo and behold, they had a page in their Bureau of Motor Vehicles driver's manual that stated they would not accept without prejudice. So that's where the battle is. We got to go for the night. Take care and please listen and participate in our imaging prayer that we do every Saturday night. And thanks for calling in. We'll be back next week.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello? Hello?
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.